It's 40 degrees. It's raining. It's cold. It's damp. It's dreary. I've got Pat Pagano on my mind. Good morning, Pat.
I don't know why.
Well, you're the forecaster. That's why I have you on.
Oh, okay. I told you last week that you probably wouldn't be going to the city this week, right?
I think we are. I think that we are putting the old kibosh on the city for today.
You're going to have to. Yeah, it's just miserable. There's no doubt about it. And the rain won't end until this afternoon. All day today, I would say that the majority of the day will be kind of raw. 45 to 50 for the high and breezy. Tonight, partly cloudy, we drop it to the 20s. And sun and clouds will be in cold tomorrow, Wednesday, 35 to 40. Tomorrow night, you're in the teens. Thursday, the clouds increase, and by late in the day, snow comes in. That's the second storm. That's Curly of the Three Stooges. Mid-30s for Thursday. We expect snow Thursday night. That could begin to change to a wintry mix, and that could end as a wintry mix or rain on Friday. And temps on Friday will be in the 40s. We are expecting the first significant snow of the season.
How much do you think we'll get?
I am thinking along the lines right now that we have to look for at least four or more.
All right, four or more inches.
Four more inches.
And if it doesn't turn to sleet and freezing rain, probably, you know, like 6 to 10?
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily. Easily.
Here we go, folks. You're off and running. Winter that's gonna be up and down.
That's exactly what it's going to be like. And what was your date? You were closer to Thanksgiving, right?
Mine was the 16th, and you were the 19th.
All right. So you'll because I had another contest going in New Hampshire. So
yeah, I was the 16th, and you're the 19th. So the 16th is what day?
16th is Friday.
Boy, I'm gonna be real close to it.
You may be right on. Yep. You may be right on. And I called Anthony J last night to tell him. I said, you know, Marshall may be right on with his predictions, long range predictions for snow this year. He goes, oh, how great. I said, and I also want you to know that based on that, if that comes out, Marshall will be subbing for me instead of you on Monday. Simple as
that's
that.
Right.
The Euro model is giving Hartford 3.3 inches.
Okay.
We can look at Pittsfield and see what they're giving Pittsfield. Of course, it takes a little while for it to come up. I guess it's thinking. I don't know. Gives Pittsfield 2.6, so less. They have a mixture there. Don't ask me why. That's kind of interesting. That Pittsfield would get less than us.
I bet you it gives Poughkeepsie 4.2.
I'm waiting for that to come up. And come on. In any event, still didn't come up yet. There it goes. You are pretty close. 4.5.
Hey, I'm on a roll.
You are on a roll. I spent... I should never have done it, but I stayed up till 10 o'clock last night watching Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. First of all, the competition is really excellent. I mean, there are some really, really good dancers that I would never, ever have believed when I first was introduced to all these people. And there was one guy, I think he's the new guy on Full House. I can't remember his name. Anyhow. Everybody did two dances last night. He got a perfect score in each from the judges. And I said, you know, this guy is going to be the one to beat for the winner. They sent him home, and they sent another couple home that was equally as good. I've never seen the judges stand up and be so angry that these two couples were sent home. And I agree. And that's what it comes down to, folks, a popularity contest and not a dancing contest, because it's people, the viewers, calling in, voting for their best people. There is a radio guy, a country, I forgot his name. He's got the number one country radio show
in the nation. I have no idea.
Well, he knows he can't dance. And he really can't. He's trying, but he can't dance. Even when they announced the two people going home, he put his thumbs down, meaning this is not fair. Even he realized it was not fair. And I've said this on Facebook, and I say it over and over again. I'm hoping somebody from ABC would listen. All you have to do is change it 70% for the judges and 30% for the viewers. So this way, the judges who know what dancing's and ballroom dancing is all about,
get more
this
input,
way,
yeah.
There'll be more weight on the judging.
So now let's get back to the storm on Thursday.
We
have to go back because NASCAR Dave, who's worked now over 25, I think he's working on his 26th year in radio in our area. He's been with me for a long, long time. KZE and Q103 and then here at WHDD. He's raised between $300,000 and $500,000 with his friends with the Sunday in the Country food drive. He retired this Sunday. He's moving to Florida. You know what day they're leaving?
Friday.
Thursday. So he walked out the door this morning because he picked up something. So I said, oh, by the way, what day are you leaving? He goes, Thursday. So I said, hey, one last kick in the ass from a nor'easter. Have fun in Florida.
I mean, and the fact is that he's moving. He's going south, which means
he's going
even if
it.
He leaves here in the morning when it's just cloudy,
he's
going to hit into adverse weather in the south. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think like even D.C., I think they are calling for the National Weather Service down there. Thursday rain likely, chance of sleet in the morning, Thursday night rain. Okay, so they're just calling for rain and sleet in D.C., but you see that's all the way down south as far as D.C., so he's just going to have miserable weather to drive in.
Well, the sun always shines on NASCAR Dave, so I'd be willing to bet you wherever he is, he's going to be fine.
I'm sure he will be. And, you know, just like they say, when it rains on your wedding day, it's good luck.
Yeah, don't say that to my son, Mark. It rained on his wedding day, and a tornado was close by. And yeah. I think he was divorced 3.5 months later. First one.
Well, I'm hoping for Dave that.
But his second wedding is much better. Beautiful wife, everything's beautiful. Two beautiful kids, but it's that first one was. But I probably doomed it because I catered it.
Oh, there you go. You catered it, huh?
Yeah. I made. Swedish meatballs, Italian meatballs, sausage and peppers. Oh yeah, the whole nine yards.
So you're a cook from way back, huh, Marshall?
Well, it's the easiest way to pay for the wedding. At least the wedding lasted, I think, 3.5 weeks longer than it took me to pay it off.
Oh, gee.
The good old days.
Right. Okay, good old days.
All right. So once again, we have a chance for some significant snow Thursday into Friday.
That's the way it looks right now, folks. So you have plenty of warning. Get prepared so nobody will be shocked.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Snowman.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.